This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, right from the farm where we raise Black Angus cows. And if you'd like to call us, I'll give you the number. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen, now or later, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And, class, I was thinking this morning and last night, if I had to prepare an experience profile, if I had to prepare a vitae, if I had to prepare a resume, and it had to be like a couple words, what would those words be? And I came to the conclusion that the two words that I'm going to use to describe if I had to apply for a job and I could only use two words, what would they be? I realized that those two words apply to every single one of our instructors, including my dear friend who you're going to hear from in just a couple seconds. And those two words are, number one, student. I'm a student. Number two, I'm a teacher. Period. That's it. Those are the two words that I would use. You're going to hear from a senior USA Prepares instructor for the next 2 hours. His name is Mike Ma. He's a teacher. He's a student. He wants to know more about everything. And he wants to share with you what he's learned. Now, if you think about SWAT teams, you know, and what they do, and you've seen them on television, you've seen them in the news. Do you ever ask yourself, who trains SWAT teams? Who helps them learn the tactics, strategies? Mike Ma. Welcome, Mike Ma.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning.
Well, do you have a reaction to what I said about all of us, every single one of us, being a teacher and a student? I mean, you've met a whole bunch of the USA Prepares instructors in person over the years. You've met them. You've spent time with them one-on-one. Would you say that that's accurate, that we are students and teachers, every single one of us? Dr. Sheely, John Reagan, Rich Sheban, Rick Miller, you know, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. The thirst for knowledge, you can see it in every one of them. And what makes the difference is, just like you say, they share that knowledge. And in other words, they're a teacher. But they don't look at it as teaching because they're just so involved in learning and learning, and they get so excited that they've learned something. To them, it's something new, and so then they want to share it. And that's, I've seen that in every one of the instructors that you have there.
Every single one. So, Mike, today, you know, we spent three classes learning about the three-man militia. And I have a comment about that before we get started. And it's germane to current events. Hurricane Michael pummeled Florida. Okay? It pummeled the Florida panhandle. When I first saw the images on the internet of the destruction, it reminded me of August 6th, 1945, the day the United States of America unleashed an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. That atomic bomb flattened, destroyed, pummeled everything in the area. I mean, it just wiped it clean. And when I looked at the images of Hurricane Michael, I saw the same thing. Everything was flattened. Today's headlines on Drudge Report said, "Nature's Nuke." They came up with the same thing. The devastation was horrific. Currently, 1,300,000 people are without electricity. Now, what does that have to do with what we're going to talk about today, the three-man militia? Class, before Hurricane Michael, everything was normal. Everything was fine. You could turn on the faucet, get water. You could turn on the electric light switch, and you'd have electricity. Everything was normal. You go to the gas station. Well, right now, gas stations are wiped clean, flattened, gone. The electricity, there's no switch, there's no wall for the switch, there's no house for the wall. There are no power poles. It is absolutely flattened. So, what does that mean to us? That means you need to learn, in my opinion, I'm not telling anybody what to do, but I am saying, I think you should consider learning everything you can about everything you need to know about survival and preparedness. Because the day before Hurricane Michael, everything was fine. During Hurricane Michael, it was terrifying. After Hurricane Michael, just look at those images. People are standing, officials, you know, people in costumes, they're standing with their hands on their hips. All grouped together, standing with their hands on their hips. Look, wow, this is unbelievable. What are we going to do? Okay, these are the people that are going to allegedly help you if you're in harm's way or had been. I was at Joplin the day after the hurricane, the day after the storm. It was horrific. It was the same thing. A little bit smaller, but it was the same thing. It looked like a lawnmower had just gone over the entire area and destroyed and flattened everything. I saw it. I saw it firsthand. I saw roofs ripped off. I saw garages, or I saw the concrete pad where a garage was, and now there's just a concrete pad. Literally, nothing else. Just, it looks like somebody just poured that concrete pad and is thinking about, you know, putting a basketball goal up. There's nothing in its way. Nothing. Just the concrete pad. That's what the image of the panhandle of Florida where this monstrous storm came through. So, word to the wise, form your own three-man militia and learn everything you can. And a three-man militia is a group of people. It can be guys. It can be all girls. It can be a combination. You know, rules. Just get three people together and start learning things. Gardening, auto mechanics, roofing, construction, plumbing, electricity. Maybe even learning how to build a lagoon or a septic system or learning how to drive a backhoe or operate a backhoe or changing your oil or building a road or cutting down firewood. Doesn't matter. Or cooking. Cooking for a get-together. Get three people together and work together. You'll build that team. Mike, am I saying this right?
You're absolutely correct. When I lived down in Guatemala, I lived down there for 14 years, and I used to go after hurricanes, and I would come in after the hurricane, normally a day, maybe two. There was no roads, and I was on a motorcycle, so it was a little easier to get around. But anyway, one thing that I learned is, just like you said, it's a normal day. And then all of a sudden, their lives are just, it's a whole other world. And they, down there, because of the weather is so nice all the time, they don't really prepare. So they just do constantly the same things over and over again, and it's a laid-back lifestyle. So when something that bad comes along, they're completely dependent on the government. And and you can tell because, like I say, they got diseases. They don't have food. They don't have shelter. The good thing is it's not bad weather, but still it's rainy, and you've got wounds that need to be taken care of, and they don't have the people to do it. And that's where all the disease just starts going. And then once it starts, then it's like a pandemic. It's local, but it's there. I mean, the funguses, it's nasty. And like I say, people don't think about it. They don't do their homework. They don't have the stuff to do what they need to do. And what I do is I come in and I get the people together, have them start working together. And really that's all it is like you said, the three-man militias. And I do it normally in three people because they can help each other. Somebody can take a nap while the other two are doing whatever they got to do. And they're working together, and they can work with other three-man groups. And they can do everything. And the only thing they're lacking is the equipment. And but that's why they do a lot of stuff by hand down there. But they just need to be organized and get going. But people go into shock when stuff like that happens. And they're just taking care of themselves, and they don't understand how you can't just take care of yourself. You have to work together. And even the three, they have to work with others. You're not going to get through stuff like that on your own or working with a small group only. You got to be ready because help will come, especially here in the United States. Like I say, this is a moral country. And even down there, you can see there's supplies and stuff coming from the United States. So there will be help. But you've got to be able to help yourself. You can't just sit back and expect people to take care of it for you.
Mike Ma, three-man militia. And maybe when the authorities hear us talking about it, I know they're listening. I know they're listening. They're thinking, you know, we're going to be doing something pretty dangerous. No, that's not it at all. We're going to help you help yourselves to do everything. And sometimes it takes more than one person. Sometimes it takes three.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class. You know, it used to be that farmers would employ three-man militias a lot. So, for example, during hay season, you know, one guy would have the tractor, one guy would have a hay rake, one guy would have a hay baler, one guy would have the hay mower. And they'd all work together. They'd do one guy's field and the next guy's field and the next guy's field. And they did it without owning everything. They didn't have to own everything because they all worked together. And it was in everybody's best interest to work together. Well, and we've gotten away from that. Okay? And an example of, a little three-man militia was two men yesterday. I was teaching a little class here at the forum. We needed to bleed the brakes on a truck. And to bleed the brakes, you have one person in the vehicle pushing down on the brake pedal. It's called pumping it up. So you push down on the brake pedal, you lift it up, you push down, lift up, push down, lift up, push down. So pump it up, pump it up, pump it up, hold it. Hold it means you keep pressure on the brake pedal, and then somebody under the vehicle releases the brake fluid out of a bleeder valve. And the idea is to remove the air. Well, I was talking to this a young guy, and I said, have you ever bled brakes before? I said, yeah, but I don't know. I said, well, let me show you the way I do it. And then we put him in the car, and I said, okay, let me show you. Pump it up. And I explained what that meant. I explained what I meant by hold it. I said, don't let it go all the way to the floor, okay? And so within probably half an hour to an hour, we got all of the brakes bled the way I do it. Now, I do it a little differently from, you know, others. So there are, you know, different ways of doing it. But now I've shared my style of doing it the way I've done it for, you know, 50 years. So that's just one little example of a three-man militia. Okay? They happen to be two men. Now, next time, and it's really only a two-person job. Now, if we had three people, I would have had the bleeder valves were rusted in place. I would have had another person take off the wheels while we were bleeding the brakes to get it done faster. Then it would have been a three-man militia. So, yes, you need more than one person. So if you're framing a wall, it sure is nice to have someone at the end of the other end of that board, or that 2x4, 6, or 2x8. It sure would be nice to have somebody at the other end, keeping things square and level and plumb and holding it and lifting it and carrying it and nailing it. Yes, absolutely. It's impossible to build a barn by yourself, or darn near impossible. But with a few extra helpers, wow. Many hands make light work, as they say. Mike?
And the good thing is, you have to remember, and it's opened up to the young, and it can't hardly be too young, and like I say, the old, and everything in the middle. Because like I say, the older ones are teaching what they know. And a lot of this stuff, you're not going to learn in class. These are things you have to get out and you have to do. And it's much more fun. And when you're in the middle, you think you can do everything. And you can. But eventually you start getting older. And then you have to share what you know with others to get things done. Here I'm on a ranch also. And there's two of us old guys. And it takes both of us to do what a young man could do. So, but like I say, we're always looking for young people to get involved. When somebody young comes along and they're interested in doing something, boy, we find things. And they're always learning. They're always learning. And between me and my friend, we're not the same either. So we're learning from each other. We take turns being the boss, because the boss knows a little more than what the other one does on the project that you're working on. And it just changes back and forth, or, you know, depending on what it is we're getting involved in. And there's no limit. We can do anything. And like I say, normally we do gardening. We have a real garden. This year we come up with flowers. So everybody got tired of all the harvest we had trying to pick everything. It would have been nice if we had a young person that could get out there and dig around and get all that stuff. So then that's why we got lazy this year and put up flowers instead of a real producing garden. But like I say, we're always going from one project to another project. And there's nothing that we can't do. And we keep looking for things to get involved in and do. And even if we don't know about it, it's fun learning about it. And that's what we work on all the time.
Let's talk about how important is it to learn how to ride a motorcycle? I think it's pretty important. I'll share a little story about that when we come back. Mike Ma, NoStressMike.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from one of the most powerful hurricanes to ever hit the United States is rising. It now stands at least 11, with 5 deaths in Virginia alone. Michael claiming lives as well in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. As the search for survivors continues and the recovery efforts begin, there are still more than 1 million people without power in the southeast U.S. The storm now long gone, it's moved out over the Atlantic as a tropical depression.
We don't have any information on his whereabouts right now or what happened to him.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert there on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials say they have audio and video proof that he was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today,
pop. Keep it.
Got
you.
Take my.
When you go to
the PC,
slip off.
For 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Ma's with us. NoStressMike.com is all over the YouTube, so if you want to learn more about Mike Ma, just go to YouTube and type in Mike, M-I-K-E, space M-A-H. That's his real name. Just like my name is Vincent Fennelly. I use my real name as well. Mike, I wanted all of our children to learn how to ride a motorcycle. And I'm not talking about necessarily on the road, but I am talking about I wanted them to have the skills. I wanted them to learn about traction. I wanted them to learn about the dangers. I wanted them to learn about braking and steering and how to ride properly and safely. And prepare them should they ever need to ride a motorcycle at any point in time. So one of our children was 4 years old, and many people you know, soccer moms will probably be aghast at what I'm going to say, but just listen up and maybe they'll learn something. So our son was 4 years old, and I found a used Honda Z50, 50cc motorcycle. It had a three-speed transmission, and it had hand brakes, foot brakes. And it was just little, but it was a motorcycle, and kind of like a dirt bike. And it was, I think, $300 with the helmet used. So we bought that, and I taught my son how to ride a motorcycle. We had a long driveway. It was on the farm. And he would sit on it with the engine off. And then I said, well, let's start it up. I showed him how to kick start it, and he could kick start it. And then he kind of liked the idea of, you know, listening to the engine roar, you know, with using the throttle a little bit, but not moving, just, you know, with his feet on the ground, just in one place, just vroom, 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 kind of thought that was neat. And then I said, well, you ready to ride it? Well, not really. So we pushed it up the driveway hill, and he coasted all the way down. He thought that was the coolest thing. So then he pushed it all the way back up the hill and coast all the way down. Then pretty soon he got kind of tired of pushing it up the hill. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to push it up the hill. You can ride it up the hill. So I showed him how to do that. And then that thing got about 110 miles on a gallon of gas. And he used a whole gallon of gas that day. He just went everywhere. There was no stopping him. And so that was the first motorcycle that he ever rode. So we found motorcycles for all of our children. They all had them. They rode them all over the farm. They were all used. They were all very good values. And ultimately, he outgrew that motorcycle. And we sold it. And, you know, you can do that. You can buy them used if you pay the right price. Keep them in good shape. Don't leave them outside and get rained on. And then sell them and break even. What a great deal. Mike, your thoughts?
Well, we did kind of the same thing, but we used a three-wheeler. And with a motorized three-wheeler. And, boy, that thing was dangerous. but like I say, they never went fast enough. And like I say, they just had fun with it. And like you said, they outgrew it really quick. You know, once they understood the mechanism itself on how to make it change the gears, the stop, stuff like that, and then we were able to go into the motorcycles. But I say all of that is really what you're doing is you're teaching them personal responsibility, because definitely you are not in charge when they get on some wheels, and they have nobody to cry to. It's all theirs, and they realize it.
Right.
And once they and really that's really the best thing for teaching stuff like that, because you can go into shooting. And that's what we did, and we were shooting right after that. Once they understood the idea of responsibility, well, then I gave them a single shot .22, and then we did the same thing with the shooting. It just went on. They just outgrew it, and when they outgrow it, that means they've taken the personal responsibility, and there's no end to it. And then, like I say, I stopped riding a motorcycle. But I say I rode 60,000 miles, let's see, from 2003 to 2015, and on the motorcycle going from Panama, Central America to Canada. And, I mean, it's a skill that you learn, and it's better to learn it when you're young, and because it gives you the fortitude to get through whatever kind of situations you find yourself getting into. But yeah, motorcycling is a good thing when you're young. And I like it better, like what you're saying, on the ranch. All of my serious accidents were not on the ranch, I'll put it that way. And they were all when I was younger too, but it happens. And that's why it's better to learn it. And now you've learned it, and now you can go on with life without taking that with you. So. But yeah, motorcycling is more than just riding the motorcycle. It's what do you get out of it personally.
Okay, so here's an example, Mike. So all of our children know how to ride motorcycles. Everyone. I'm talking about with clutches, you know, five speeds. And they're all dirt bikes. Everybody got a dirt bike. Not all at the same time. We had to find them used and fix them up. And so they all had them and still do. Well, we had a flood here many years ago on the farm. We brought the motorcycles with us from Virginia. And they're all dirt bikes. One of them is a Honda 100. One of them is an RT-180, which is a Yamaha dirt bike. And another one is a TW-200 Yamaha. It's called Trail Wizard. It's not all that pleasant to ride, but it's something you can ride on the road and through trails. Got a big, fat back tire. So everybody knows how to ride motorcycles here, including Mrs. Finelli. And she has one, too. Well, we had a flood. And the flood was, there's so much water during this heavy, heavy rain that we had that we could not get out of the farm. The trucks, the water would have been, you know, above the bottom of the door of the trucks. And I didn't want to ruin the transaxles, didn't want to ruin the transfer cases, didn't want to ruin the differentials, didn't want to ruin the wheel bearings, didn't want to ruin any of that on any of our vehicles. Well, so our son took out the RT-180, which is the Yamaha dirt bike, and he just hopped on it, and he just rode carefully through the water to find out what it was like all around us, you know, to go out scouting to figure out what was what. And could that happen? Is it happening in Florida? I would think that'd be a good thing to have in Florida, you know, a dirt bike to figure out how bad it is. Mike, your comments on that?
Oh yeah, and it's funny because when you're talking about that, explaining it, that's right. They're looking for is the road still there, you know? Because you see the water, but you don't know what's underneath the road. So yeah, that's the way to get around and using it. And like you say, all types of weather and minimal maintenance, especially when you keep it in the garage or someplace out of the weather, and then use it when you need it. So yeah, it'll be. Very good. Very good.
And I'm talking about a dirt bike. I'm talking about maybe an enduro-type motorcycle, which would be street and dirt bike, high ground clearance. Mike, would you say that your motorcycle was an enduro-type on-road, off-road?
Oh, yes. The last one I had was, it was a 650, and it was off-road and highway. It wasn't really good on the highway, but like I say, I was going from hurricane to hurricane, so I needed to get some highway riding, but I wanted to be able to get off-road, and it did very well, very well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, class, you know, think about that. Now, if I put my tax preparer hat on, you know, for me preparing farm taxes for the Internal Revenue Service or the state government corporation, what I would do is this a something that I need on the farm? It is. Tax deduction. Simple as that. Now, if the IRS auditor wants to challenge me, he can come to the farm, or she can come to the farm, and I will be glad to show that person how this is a tax deduction. No problem. Check it. We use four-wheelers. We use motorcycles to check and maintain our farm all the time. Because there are places that we can't get to with a four-wheeler. There are places we can't get to with a truck. There are places that we have to use a dirt bike. So those are skills that I suggest you consider learning safely. Because it's easy to take a spill, have a crash, slip, slide with a motorcycle. And that is precisely why I taught our young children how to ride very early on. Because I wanted them to know about traction. I wanted them to know about sliding and skidding. I did. I didn't want them to fall and get hurt, but I wanted them to know. And the next thing we did was our son, who was homeschooled, our youngest, believed in Santa Claus. Now, I don't know why we lied to him about Santa Claus, but I guess we got caught in that trap. And so up until he was 10 years old, he believed in Santa Claus. He put on his Santa Claus list, he wanted a Humvee. And I saw his list and I said, that's not going to happen. Because he told me it wasn't a remote control Humvee. He wanted a Humvee, a real one, and a military vehicle. And I said, no, that's not going to happen. But, you know, maybe mom and dad can find a used Jeep that needs lots of work. And maybe we can buy one of those for the farm, and you can work on it, and we'll work on it together, and I'll teach you some auto mechanics, and we'll get it running, and you can ride that around on the farm. So at 10 years old, our son was driving his Jeep all over the farm. All over the farm at 10 years old. Now, some people would be aghast at that. Well, it really worked. So then all the children started driving the Jeep on the farm. All of them. And then when it snowed and there was ice, lots of ice, sheets of ice all over the fields, then we learned how to go into controlled skids and slides and drive through them. So we would intentionally spin out in that Jeep and be able to pull out without banging into anything. That's what we taught. Now, some people would say, that guy, meaning me, should be arrested for child endangerment. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a point of information. The internet is being updated, serviced, modified, software upgrades globally right now. And you may experience service interruptions. Now, I'm looking at a screen that is kind of a metering system, and it tells me how long it takes for my voice to get from Missouri here at the farm to network. Now, normally, when things are working right and the internet is, you know, running nicely, it takes 1/10 of 1 second for my voice to get to Jeunesse Communications Network. Right now, it is taking 2.5 seconds. So keep that in mind, Mike, as we go through this broadcast. It literally takes, from the time I start talking, over 2.5 seconds for you to hear what I'm saying in Oklahoma. Okay? So, because I can tell that it's taking 2.5 seconds to get from here to Minnesota, and then it goes from Minnesota to you. So it's even longer. And it's because the internet is being modified over the next 48 hours globally. So this is not a United States thing. It's not a European thing. It's a global thing. And they say it's, you know, for our own good that they're doing this upgrade. So you may actually lose the internet during the next 48 hours. And I want to let John know that should I lose the internet here at the farm, I will call in immediately. And Mike, just please keep talking while I'm reconnecting. So I just want to let you know that that is to, this can happen. And you may experience it over the next 2 days. Mike, we were talking about this hurricane, Michael, and the three-man militia.
Yes. On the okay. I don't know. I'm really concerned about how that worked out, because it was really, really big, or what I could see on the news anyway. And they're going to have, a lot of people thought, well, you know, we're used to hurricanes, but it looked like it was a whole lot more than what they were expecting. And I'm not sure how it's going to work out in the long run on that. Because there was some other places I heard that they were cleaning up from other hurricanes and tornadoes, and this is just adding on to it already. So it's going to be something. But What I was wondering is, how is that going to apply when you were talking about the global changing of the electronic stuff? How is that going to apply to we, the people?
Uh-oh. Well, we don't have all the information. That's the problem. I'm here. We still have that, that extra long delay between you and me. No, we don't know. They're not going to tell us exactly what they're doing. So it affects the domain name servers. And, for example, the Internet runs on numbers. Okay? But we don't work so well with numbers. So there are servers all over the United States and actually all over the world that convert the words that we use, like usaprepares.com, to a specific numerical address. And so these domain name servers are being upgraded, modified, enhanced all over. And they have to talk to each other, and they have to share the list of conversion or the tables. And that's what's happening. So that much we believe to be true. But frankly, I don't know what I can believe anymore. If something officially comes out, I doubt it's true. I doubt they're telling us the truth. So back to the storm. This was a fast one. This came on really, really fast. Some people, who weren't paying attention had no idea. Normally, it's the storm's coming, it's 7 days out. And people go, you guys said that before. Not us. I mean, the government says this is pretty dangerous and be careful. But 7 days out, 6 days out, 5 days out. No, this storm came up really fast. And some people who weren't paying attention didn't even know it was coming. And bam, they got hit by it. And what we're saying is, you need to be prepared all the time for what? Well, for everything. And that's what we're here talking about today with Mike Ma. So, Mike, when we come back, let's talk about the possibility of you teaching a class here in Springfield, Missouri, what you'll be teaching, what we'll learn, and that would be the last Friday of the month here in October. So that's a possibility if we get between 10 and 25 people. So far, we don't have enough. And how do you get in touch with us? Instructor@usaprepares.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.